of the when. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor?
Who wouldn't love that song? Just who wouldn't love that song? That, of course, is Mr. Rogers, and he's not in the studio with us, but we're going to be talking about neighborhoods today. I'm your host for the hour, Peter Pasteur. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show, and you are listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Usually I have musicians on the show, but today I don't. But in a sense, I'm going to make it somewhat of a music show, because we're going to be talking about a very special night coming up. And I'm going to have three guests with me today, but I'm going to start off by introducing Carrie Dyer, who's the Community Relations Program Manager of the whole city of Davis. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you, Peter. It's nice to be here.
We got another person coming in here. So, Carrie, tell us a little bit about your job, just in a nutshell.
That's a hard one, Peter. My job has really evolved quite a bit over all the years that I've been with the city now. Started in recreation in 1997. I currently work in the city manager's office doing a lot of different things. Of course, my favorite things to do are the community events. I work on July 4th, Candlelight Parade and tree lighting, and of course, Davis Neighbors Night Out.
And that's why we're here. And that is such a special night. You've brought two guests with you what would you call those neighbor nights out? Individual
hosts. We have two party hosts with us today. Okay. Longtime party host and amazing community members. So excited to have them with us, with you and I today.
Good. Well, welcome Elizabeth and Edgar. We'll be talking with you in a little bit here and hearing about what you might have to say about this special night. We also have a lot of music lined up because it's kind of a celebration, that Neighbors Night Out. It brings people together of all different types. And I believe, Carrie, you were telling me that the reason Davis does it a little later in the year is because we all know the students are back now. If you've driven down Fifth Street here today, you know the students are back.
Absolutely. Right? Yes, we really do feel it's important that everybody in our community be invited to participate. And that, of course, includes our students. Uh-huh. If we can have neighborhoods with lots of students living in them participate in the parties, we get very excited.
Okay, so I cheated a little bit for this show, and I asked I have a personal assistant that helps me with this, and that is called Chat, the AI. Chat, yes, Chat. So I asked Chat, I said, give me some general tips for being a good neighbor in Davis, California. So here we go. Are you ready for the list?
We sure are.
And I think it really connects with anybody. When you move in, introduce yourself. Knowing names builds connections. That's good advice, especially in this town. Not only do the permanent residents keep moving around, probably more so than other towns, but the students come and go every 3, 4, 5 years. Let neighbors know ahead of time about events, activities that might impact them, such as parking, noise, parties, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Be considerate of shared or public spaces. Help out if needed, collecting bins, bringing in mail, watching property while people are on vacation. Respect privacy and boundaries, and be respectful of the diversity and a lifestyle. So that last one, my son went to UC Davis football game, Carrie. And he was a little upset because the person in front of him kept turning around and talking to him, and he couldn't concentrate on the game. And I said to him, well, what did this person want to know? And he said, well, he was from China. He's a brand-new student here. He hadn't been here a week yet. And every time there was a play, he asked me why. He had no idea about the rules of football. So that's being considerate of someone's diversity and a lifestyle. They had never seen a football game before.
Yeah.
How many people are involved in this?
Well, this year we've got 116 parties signed up.
Wow.
We've tallied that we've sent out over 5,000 invitations and estimate that that hits probably 12,000 to 15,000 people who've received invitations in their neighborhoods.
Okay.
And then, of course, we also have the map online that we encourage people to just look. And if they haven't received an invitation on their door, they can just look at the map online and find a party nearest their house. It'll have all the party details and they're encouraged to just show up.
So do you suggest how to put one of these together?
We have some things when you sign up. There might be options for people. Do you want to host a dinner potluck, a dessert potluck? I think we even have things on there. Do you want to have a neighborhood talent show, that sort of thing?
Right.
But I would say our party hosts are pretty creative on their own and come up with a lot of really fun ideas.
Okay. And then, of course, you not only does that happen, but now it's up to the host to make sure everyone on your street or apartment complex or wherever you are know what's going on and why.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Yes, and so we rely on them. We're, like I said, we're so lucky to have so many community members that are willing to take on the work of kind of connecting their neighborhoods, which is really important.
And you and I have talked a little bit about this, but just so our audience knows, is this type of event fairly common around not only the state but the country?
There is a national night out, and I believe it's in August. I haven't, I'm not certain on that. And I think oftentimes it might be put on by public safety. However, as you mentioned, we have moved ours to October for the purpose of including our students.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know about the national one. That would be kind of interesting. We're going to get to Elizabeth and Edgar next, who are hosts. But I'm just going to play another song that sort of has the feel of community. And Carrie, this is one that you picked.
Oh, great.
Here we go.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart and our dreams. And they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions of my heart, like why are we here and where do we go and knock on us so hard. And it's not always easy and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars and we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. All of these moments just might find their way into my dreams tonight. But I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do. But if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between. With only two, just me and you, not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Combination of words I could say, but I will still tell you one thing, we're better together.
Old Jack Johnson, Better Together. Hey, that's a song that hits the spot for today. We can all do it better together. Well, welcome back. As you, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Carrie Dyer with the City of Davis, that's helping organize Neighbors Night Out. And with her, she has invited two people that are hosts, Elizabeth and Edgar. So I'm going to start with you, Edgar. Tell me a little bit about your community thing, how long you've been doing it, and kind of the things you've learned or you personally have profited from, not financially, but but mentally and all of that stuff, knowing the community better, you know?
Definitely profited in joy in meeting new people.
Right.
I think what's unique is that I have a unique tie to the neighborhood because when I was 11 months old, my parents bought a home in the West Manor area and more or less were the first owners in that neighborhood back in the 70s.
Wait a minute. That's so unique in Davis. You've lived in that house since you were 2 weeks old?
I bought a house six doors down from my mother.
Oh, okay. That's community.
That is community.
Wow.
Okay. My mom wouldn't leave, so I came to her.
Wow.
And it was just, when we came back to Davis in 2017. And on my street, my childhood street, Dan Carson lived there. And so we actually initially teamed up to do the Davis Neighborhood Night Out. And shortly after the first and second year, myself, my wife, my family, and we kind of teamed up with a couple other neighbors. We do a pretty large event at West Manor Park.
When you say pretty large, what are you talking?
I think our biggest turnout 1 year was about 80 people.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're lucky. We have people in the community that live in that neighborhood on those streets. Mr. Whimsical is a neighbor. We also were lucky because the Cal Aggie Marching Band practices at West Manor Park. So at times they will come, and they came 1 year.
Is that by the firehouse?
A little further south.
But very close to the firehouse.
Very close, yes.
In West Davis.
Yes,
West Manor Park. I visited there when they practice because I can hear them. I live by lake.
Oh, yeah.
So I can hear them. I walk over there and see the students sitting on the roof.
Yes.
Watching stuff. Great, yeah. Great vibe.
It's wonderful. I mean, I think the nice thing is that we've seen a big shift in the number of families that have moved into the neighborhood. A lot of young families.
Nice.
And, you know, it's our role to kind of get them introduced to the neighborhood, let them meet other people. We've met amazing family with kids same age as mine that we wouldn't have met. And so it's a real advantage to have an event like this, especially for new families and families that or families that don't get out to the park as much or walk around or walk their dog. So I always saw this event as just like a huge opportunity to meet people around you. We're branching out to another street this year. So we represent six different streets that surround West Manor Park. And it's
Wait a minute. You sound like you're a corporation. You just keep buying territory. This is unreal.
It's fun.
It's curious. Is this one of the bigger ones?
I think Elizabeth's is probably fairly big as well.
Yes,
but no, they definitely represent some of the larger parties. We also have some very small intimate parties with people that will just do their sort of immediate cul-de-sac. But both Edgar and Elizabeth bring a lot of fun and a lot of unique things.
Good. Well, let's just switch to Elizabeth for a little bit here. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Get that all turned around.
Yeah.
So you also organize a big one. Now, I heard Edgar say that he cooks burgers for everybody. Do you?
Hot dogs.
You really do the hot dogs?
I already
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
So what happens in your area?
So in our neighborhood, when I first started hosting in about 2009,
yes.
I used to try to be very organized and have people sign up for different things and stuff like that. But what I've come to learn over the years is that if you build it, they will come. So we just have a potluck. And so we just, you know, let people know it's a potluck. We put up tables in the street. I usually bring out the bubble machine and some sidewalk chalk. And, you know, people just come out and there's always tons of food. And, you know, even with very little organization, people crave this sort of thing. And even living in the same neighborhood, there are a lot of neighbors that this is really the only time of year that I spend time with them and really get to know them. So it's been a really wonderful way to connect with our neighbors, to bring in new neighbors who've moved, that sort of thing. It's been really wonderful.
Do you have a lot of students in your area? I know Edgar does because of the band, but how about in your area?
We do have students come in and out of the neighborhood, and we've also had like some postdoctoral people who come to the university to do different things and just live in the neighborhood for a couple of years and then move out. We have a nice mix of people who own their homes and people who rent. So we kind of get a mix of you know, elderly folks and young
families. I was just going to ask you about elderly. Is this one of the only events they might get out to, or are these the type of elderly that keep socializing?
Yeah, no, we have one very beloved neighbor who just recently passed away, and this will be the first neighbor's night out that I am ever going to, that she's not been at. And she was like in her 90s, and, you know, ever since I've been going to Neighbor's Night Out in our neighborhood, she's been a staple. And she, even when she was using a walker, she would like wheel her walker down there and she'd be there. So,
you're going to have a little special ceremony for her?
We already had a little neighborhood get together, I think we definitely will be talking a lot about her.
How sweet.
Yeah.
How sweet. Okay. You're doing something that Starship sang about. built a city on rock and roll, but the guests with me today are building a city just on their personalities, their community, and that's what counts. But you know what? That song has the kind of feel to it that it's kind of a celebration. So it's a great choice. All right. We heard from Elizabeth and Edgar. Carrie, do you have a personal connection to this? Why it's so important?
I do love Neighbors Night Out, and I've actually been working on organizing it since 2015. But my family and I moved back to Davis in 2006, which happened to be 3 weeks before the very, very first Davis Neighbors Night Out ever. And we met all of our neighbors at that very first Davis Neighbors Night Out. And for years and years, we continued to do a Friday night barbecue with all of them. And out in the court, somebody would roll out a barbecue. We all brought something to share. And the kids ran around playing like crazy, creating havoc in the neighborhood, I'm sure.
Every Friday.
Almost every Friday for years and years until the kids got too old and they were off doing their own thing. And then we continued on just as adults for a while.
Yeah.
But that, to me, so when I was asked to start coordinating it in 2015, it had really, you know, really resonated with me because my husband and I hosted for a number of years prior to me being involved in the coordination and sort of behind the scenes.
Right.
And so I think taking it on had even more meaning.
So what you're saying is sort of the opposite of living in the suburbs that people have by exactly what you're explaining, what all of you are explaining. And I'll explain. I listened to a podcast 2 or 3 years ago, and it was a fairly famous writer. And he lived in Queens in New York and in row houses and something similar. Every weekend, they would have a fire in an empty block or an empty part of the block, and the neighbors would get together. And then his father got a raise and a new job. And first thing they did was go to the suburbs. And he said it was the loneliest part of his life because now all of a sudden he lived in a house with a fence and the neighbors never saw each other. And that's sort of atypical kind of thing for suburbs, I think. But what you're saying and what both of you are doing, Edgar and Elizabeth, is nullifying that. It's not true. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think we're here for each other. We never know when we're going to need each other, so it's good to know each other.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, during this event, I think I heard city officials might go around, fire truck maybe. I don't know. Do the police go around?
We do. We're so lucky to have our public safety departments and our city council members and other city officials really be invested in this event. And so they do try to get to as many parties as they can. I mean, they are on duty at the same time, so sometimes they're pulled away
of
for
course.
Calls.
Yeah.
But they pull up with their trucks. There's blaring their, you know, police sirens sometimes.
Oh, how wonderful.
And people really do seem to enjoy connecting with them. I think with the police department, we provide them all of the parties in their beat so that the beat officer can actually go to their parties and kind of get to know the people that live in that area of town.
Right.
The council members, when they're available, will often pop into various parties. And we also might have, you know, our mascot, Mr. Toad, might show up at a few of them. And I think Recology is going to bring a garbage truck around for people to inspect and do whatever they can do on a garbage truck. So it's a lot of fun.
Whoa. Elizabeth,
yes.
Police coming to yours, how do the kids react?
Oh, they love it. They love being able to, especially like when the fire truck comes and they're able to climb all over the truck, or when we've had police cars come in the past, they, you know, can look at the lights going and get little stickers and stuff like that. And it's just great fun. We never know who's going to show up, and it's always a delight to have whoever shows up. We even had one firefighter who was playing basketball with the kids 1 year, and it was great fun.
Oh, wow. Wow. How about you, Edgar? Any similar stories?
I mean, I think what's nice is that, you know, we have a lot of people who are in apartments nearby.
Yes.
So you get a lot of grad students, undergrads, and it's really nice to build that bridge early on. You know, we live next to a couple big apartments, and, you know, it's easier to ask a neighbor to turn it down a little bit if you've already made a first connection.
If you know them, of
exactly.
course.
Exactly.
Of course.
You know, and I went to UC Davis. I lived in those party apartments back in the day. I know how it goes. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, respect my neighbors as much as I could.
That's why
know.
I remember you. You were the troublemaker.
Don't tell.
Now I know. Well, it's just wonderful that all of this is happening. The city, I of course, has to spend a little money on this. So tell me a little bit. Do you go to the city asking for a budget that it either has to be, well, I'm not going to say, either has to be increased. I was going to say also decreased, but you'll never go down that road, will you?
We have a fairly small budget for this. We are very, very lucky that we partner with UC Davis, ASUCD, Yolo County, and of course, KDIRT. And some of those sponsors actually provide us with financial contributions to the event as well. But I will say that this is one event, I think what's so great about it is overall, it doesn't really cost very much. There's staff time involved, but really so much of the work is being done by the community to make it all come together and
of
happen.
Course.
And so, as I said, we're, you know, so grateful for UC Davis, ASUCD, Yolo County, and to cater to be a part of this with us. But
I'm
takes a village, and it truly does.
I'm
so.
Going to put you on the spot now. Have you ever considered running for office? Because that was a great segue. My gosh, she right away
Carrie
came
got my
into,
vote.
She right away came in. Here's our sponsor. You know, good Lord.
Oh, I've worked at the city for 28 years and done a lot of random things. So I have a lot of, what is that saying? You have a lot of random knowledge, but just enough to maybe be dangerous. That might be where I'm at.
Good Lord. Here's a song that I hope at least, first of all, we haven't talked about this. Do you listen to KDRT at your events, or do you bring in a band?
So I guess I can say we've kind of done both. I mentioned sort of during the breaks that I have a son who's a musician.
Right.
And a husband who's a musician.
Yes.
And so we do encourage people who are coming, if they want, you know, bring a guitar, whatever. We'll have a little hoot nanny. And we have also listened to KDIRT you know, just had a speaker out there so we can have a little music to make it feel celebratory.
Okay. How about you, Edgar?
Yeah, we've definitely listened to KDIRT while we were having our event. We've never had any live music yet, except for the 1 year where the band came out. The Cal Aggie Marching Band. So that was a huge treat.
Of course.
So we were very lucky that year. But, you know, it's just there's so many people that come out, the park is full, everybody's sharing food, kids are playing, we bring out tons of games. And it's just nice. I mean, I think it's a little bit different of a feel when it's at a park, because everybody in that neighborhood really uses that park a lot.
Right.
There's a little bit of everything for everybody. So it's really nice.
And when Cal Aggie shows up, the band, all the food disappears?
No, they were very nice. We offer them as food. This is a few years ago, so I hope they will practice near us again.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be. tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop.
I just want to leave. I just want to leave the studio and start jumping up and down. Come on. That's what it's all about. Have a little fun here. All righty. That, of course, was the Black Eyed Peas from The End, called The Energy album. And, of course, the name of the song was I Got a Feeling. All righty. Welcome back. I'm your host, Peter Pastore. We're with Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm sitting here in the Jeff Shaw studio at KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm interviewing Carrie Dyer, who's the Community Relations Program Manager for the City of Davis, and she is helping organize Neighbors Night out in Davis, where many different hosts, over 100 of them, around the city on the same night, maybe not exactly the same times, encourage the neighborhood to get together and share stories, share a drink, share some food, share each other. Right?
Yes.
Yep.
Now, Carrie, I'm going back to you. Is there still time for people to sign up? And when is the actual date?
The date is Sunday, October 5th, so 1 week from this Sunday. The official registration actually closes today. However, if people are hearing this and super excited to get something going in their neighborhood, they can contact me at the City of Davis next week, and I'd be happy to work with them to get a party registration going.
Perfect, perfect. It's amazing that there's over 100 of these things that go on in the city. It's just truly mind-boggling.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would love to know, and I am going to ask, does Woodland do this? Do you know?
I actually don't know.
Yeah, does Woodland do it? Does Winters do it? What's the other town here? Dixon, yes. Do they do it?
I think every community has their gatherings in different ways where they work really hard to bring people together. Of course, you know, I'm partial to Davis and all the work that we do and the wonderful community members we have.
Of course. Elizabeth, you have something to share that's very special with us.
Okay. So this is a K-Dirt alert.
Whoa, an alert.
An alert.
Holy cow.
And what it says is, please come celebrate with K-Dirt at our 21st birthday bash and fundraiser at the Sudwork Dock on Friday, October 3rd, starting at 6 p.m., so just before Neighbors Night Out. The festivities will include a live broadcast with music from the Cantaliers, Sacramento's Latin-infused surf-riding rockabilly band. We'll also have surprises for you from our infamous catered bag, as well as opportunities to snag new swag and show your support for your community radio station, KDIRT 95.7 FM in Davis, and KDIRT.org worldwide.
So thank you. Thank you for doing that. And, you know, we're 21 years old now, and that's why we're doing it at a place that sells beers. I'm allowed to start drinking. I can do it now. I don't have to, you know, sneak out at night and ask the local teenagers to buy it for me. So, and you have something for us, Edgar.
Yes, from the City of Davis Arts and Cultural Affairs. The City of Davis Arts and Cultural Affairs supports community-based arts projects, cultural activities, and education initiatives to foster excellence, diversity, and vitality in the arts. The program is the clearinghouse for all creative activity in the City of Davis government and serves the entire Davis community. For more information on programs, events, and the locations of public art, visit cityofdavis.org/residents and click on Arts and Culture.
Perfect. You know, you guys are the best. You're articulate. You come through nice and loud and clear. I don't have to do a lot of cranking up the mics. It's wonderful. It's just wonderful.
I think it's your hosting, Peter. You make us comfortable.
So anyways, here we are again. We're going to keep on going here. But before we hit one more song, and I want to talk a little bit more about the aging. So I live in you probably know where this is, right off Lake Boulevard, Stonegate Woods.
Of course
he says. It's that famous, right?
Is it Woods of Stonegate?
The
condos. I actually live there as well.
Well, it's a great place. I call it our, what do you call the yurt? I tell Jeannie we moved there for our retirement. We bought a little place, and I call it we've moved into our little yurt. But I do know that in our community there are people that are lonely. Okay, so this is a perfect thing. And usually when they're lonely, generally speaking, it's because they don't have a job because they're elderly, right? They're retired. They don't have a social network. Maybe their children live in Des Moines, Iowa, or God knows where. And so it's wonderful that an event like this can draw out people like that.
Absolutely.
And I'm using that little explanation for our next song, which is by, do you guys remember Jerry and the Pacemakers?
Not familiar.
Darn, you guys just aren't old enough for this. But anyways, in the 60s, they made this song popular again. It was written in 1945 by, I forget who, but it's one of the famous people that's wrote for Broadway, and it's called You'll Never Walk Alone. And if you're of an age 80 or older, you will know this song. So this is, if you're listening, this is your clue. You're invited. I've got three people here waiting for you to talk to you.
You walk through a storm. Hold your hand up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of love. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the
Alrighty, there you go. Jerry and the Pacemakers, You'll Never Walk Alone. Elizabeth, you know who wrote that song.
Well, I looked it up.
Oh,
you didn't Rodgers and Hammerstein.
You didn't have to say that, my goodness.
The great Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yeah, they. What were they famous for?
Well, Sound of Music, among other things.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So anyways, that's for that generation. I don't think we can go back much further. Then we're talking hundreds. People in their hundreds. Anybody have any of you had a 100-year-old come to your event?
No.
Well, very nearly, as mentioned, you know.
Yeah, very nearly.
Yeah.
So, what is the most favorite food people bring to a potluck? Now I'm kind of curious. Oh, this is a tough one.
Well, you could talk about hot dogs, right, Edgar? What I love about our neighborhood is people bring all sorts of food that's significant to wherever they're from culturally. There's always a lot of nice surprises there. There's always plenty of desserts, sometimes a pizza. You know, we welcome everything. Bring what you want.
Wow, so bring it. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think at our event, we bring such a diverse group. We also just have a bunch of international cuisine. Yes, I do hot dogs because it's the easiest to feed a lot of people, especially the kids.
The kids will love it, of course.
Exactly, except mine who don't eat hot dogs.
Yeah.
Your kids are too, their palates are very
they're
advanced.
Fine. Exactly.
Yes.
But it's a lot of fun. I mean, I think what's really unique in our neighborhood is I've noticed in the last 10 years, we have a lot of families moving in, but then the retired grandparents also moving into the neighborhood.
Okay.
And it's a growing trend, at least in our neighborhood, which was really unique. And I told my mom, I was like, hey, you should reach out to your neighbor across the street because their parents just moved here who are elderly and retired. And they just bought a house in the neighborhood.
Oh, they bought a house.
They bought a house.
They didn't move in with.
No, they're.
I thought you were looking for like an elderly couple.
Jeannie oh no
and I
no
would
no.
Be more than glad to move in with you.
Thank you. But the thing, I think it's just really sweet.
Yeah.
You see these multi-generational families coming in, and it's nice just to share seeing young kids being hanging out with their parents, with their grandparents, converging in the park. And it's really brought our neighborhood a lot closer together.
So I just came back from a week in Portland. My daughter lives there with her family. In Portland, it's really common now to build, little homes on your property.
Tiny homes?
Tiny homes, yeah. They're D something.
ADUs.
ADUs. And is that happening in your neighborhood? Because I know it's allowed now, but maybe our yards aren't big enough.
Luckily, in at least West Manor, some of the yards are big enough.
Okay.
I haven't noticed that many ADUs being built in, but I noticed a lot of families moving from the Bay Area to be closer to their grandkids.
Yes, of course.
From the Santa Cruz area coming in. So it's nice. And if you're moving from those areas, a house in Davis is,
nothing.
It's palatable.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. What are we going to do to wrap things up here? Besides talking about food and music and a good time?
I think you're going to remind everybody to tune into Catered during their party.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I would have forgotten that, but we did talk about that. So, that night, and we're not sure of the hours yet, but the common hours for that would probably be late afternoon, I would guess.
I think that we've done, I think Catert's usually done like 4 to 6:30-ish in the past.
Right, right.
That's what I'm recalling.
So we're going to, the folks hosting or helping organize this, we're going to have DJs in here playing the kind of music that I just played, because I think the last time we kind of misjudged, and it was not sort of like what would you call it? It wasn't party atmosphere.
I was going to just use those exact words.
Right?
Party atmosphere.
Yes, it wasn't party atmosphere. So we'll be doing that. Who knows? We might even be sending people out, having call-ins, and next year, we're going to have a telephone here. We just moved into this part of the building from another part, and the telephone isn't installed yet. But that way, we can start communicating directly with hosts and getting some feedback.
That'll be fun.
So, Elizabeth and Edgar, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for inviting us.
And thank you for doing this. I mean, you're special. You're special in this city.
They really are. Both of them do amazing things for our community.
Yeah. Carrie, thank you for organizing this. And you mentioned earlier how many years you've been doing it. How many years has it been exactly?
Working with Davis Neighbors Night Out since 2015.
Yes, so a long, long time. Thank you for doing it.
It's very rewarding.
I know this was your first time on. Let's make it a yearly thing.
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Bring in
this
some
will be
more
fun.
People.
Yes.
We might even grab another chair here somewhere that we have, and we can even get three hosts in here. The more the merrier.
Yeah. Peter, thank you for hosting us today,
too. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. All righty. That's Davis Neighbors Night Out.
Sunday, October 5th.
Yes.
Look online to see if there's a party in your neighborhood.
Perfect. And online means City of Davis.
Cityofdavis.org. Click on the link for Davis Neighbors Night Out, and a map will pop up where all the parties are being held.
And were they serving hot dogs?
Well, I don't know if they put that many details, but I think Edgar just outed himself.
Yeah. All righty. Let's go with a couple of other songs here. And thank you so much for coming. And after a song or two, I'll say goodbye to everybody. But check these two songs out. These are current songs about celebrations.
You know what to do. It's time to put your phone down and raise your attitude. The God who made the birds, sea, sun, and the moon isn't somewhere far away. He is standing in the room. So let it scream, let it shout, let him know what you're about. Keep it moving and grooving. Don't leave a single doubt that today is the day that the Lord has created. Why would I sit around just waiting? Let's have a celebration. G-O-D. I used to be a blind man until you let me see that who the sun sets free, you said it's truly free indeed. So let it scream, let it shout, let them know what you're about. Keep it moving and grooving, don't leave a single doubt that today is the day that the Lord has created. Why would I sit around just waiting? Let's have a celebration. It's time to clap our hands.
Yeah. Ginger. Alo, alo, T-H-E-U-N-D-E-R, alo, alo, 번개처럼 찾아왔다, alo, alo, T-H-E-U-N-D-E-R, alo,
올라 마치 번개처럼.
When you walk through a storm, hold your